The 2018 midterm elections are just 30 days away, and office seekers in Nevada are crisscrossing the state working to drum up support ahead of the election in November. To break down this election so far, KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with longtime Truckee Meadows Community College political science professor Fred Locken.
What do you make of this particular election so far?
Well, in many ways, it's a typical Nevada election. We really don't know what's going on. We have no reliable source of data. At least in northern Nevada, it seems to be a less energized environment than I understand it is in Clark County. But that doesn't surprise me. I think that's a typical pattern of the state as well. The Democratic Party especially is far better organized in Clark, and much of the focus and activity, since 78% of the voters are in Clark County, it makes sense for the Democrats. It's a bastion, a stronghold for them. So I think we would feel like there's more of an election underway, whereas here it's like it's been flying under the radar for ever since the primary. And then for the coverage, you know, frankly, the local media has, I think, been a little slow in stepping up to start doing the coverage. We're just now starting to see some debates get started in the last weeks of the campaign. So it's been kind of a sleeper as far as I'm concerned.
But it does seem particularly contentious, at least looking at some of the election material and some of the ways that these candidates are talking about each other. It is particularly negative.
The campaign is being waged in the mailbox, which I find really fascinating. And the reality is that it has been overwhelmingly negative. The television ads, of course, are the other place that the battle is being waged. And that has been 98% plus negative as well. That means a lot of out-of-state money is coming into the state, because most of the advertising that's negative is not coming from the campaigns. It's coming from either dark sources or the various usual suspects.
I'm curious, what do you see as the major issues in this particular election? Because it kind of seems like they're all over the place, especially when you start looking at some of the questions and adding a little bit more confusion into what this election or what isn't actually at stake in this particular election.
The issue this time around is really about the candidates themselves, not the issues that they want to stand for. It's really remarkable that Dean Heller finds himself as the incumbent in such a weak position. But most of it is self-imposed. His waffling, if you will, on the national health care issue, making one promise to the governor, and then looking like he was basically bullied into supporting the Trump version in Washington, has seemingly had a devastating impact on trustworthiness and character. For Rosen, it's her inexperience, but in the election year of 2018, not being attached to the political process really sets you apart and makes you attractive to a lot of voters. So they've been desperately trying to connect her to Pelosi or to the left in California, but I don't think it's sticking at this point in time. So in that race, you would think it would be all about the issues, and it has not been. It's been all about the candidates. In the governor's race, it's also about personality. In one case, Sisolak, who is relatively unfamiliar and unknown north of the northern border of Clark County, some have joked that he doesn't realize there are 16 other counties in the state, and that's probably true. His entire political career has been based and rooted in the South. But for Laxalt, at least the perception of someone who's kind of a carpetbagger to the state, who doesn't have any real ties here, who was brought back and is financed substantially from outside of the state. So again, it's not the issues that they want to run on that I've seen anybody talking about. It is literally talking about the candidates. So for the two standout elections of 2018, it's literally personality, character over any kind of campaign issue.
That was KUNR's Paul Boger speaking with TMCC political science professor Fred Locken. To keep up with our election coverage over the next month, head to KUNR.org.